Malcolm Cox, and welcome. Welcome to episode 73 of Tuesday Teaching Tips. And today we're talking about a particular topic that I hope you'll find very useful. But before I begin, I must say an apology for the less than optimal video quality and audio quality today. We're doing decorating in our house. Furniture is all over the place. And so we're having to make do. But I didn't want to miss this opportunity to bring you an idea and to get your feedback on something that I think is very important for those of us who prepare Bible lessons when we preach and we teach and so on. So it's on my mind because, and my next lesson is on Luke 22, verses 24 to 30, where Jesus talks to the disciples as they have a dispute about who's the greatest, and Jesus gives them some instruction. And as I was preparing this lesson, I thought, here may be some useful things for us, because we need to figure out, if we're preaching and teaching, one of the key things we've got to work out is, what are the questions in this passage that need answering? Because if we don't understand what the questions are, and what the answers might be, and whether the answers to those questions are relevant to our group, we are in danger of imposing our own ideas on the passage, and looking only into the passage for what seems to strike us most immediately as being useful for us, or the people to whom we are speaking. And if we go too quickly that route, we may miss what is actually in our passage. And so a crucial part of preaching the Bible well and teaching it well is first of all to look at and find, identify, and then wrestle with the questions that are in the passage that we need to answer. So to do this, what I'd like to do is show you by using the Bible software I use, the software that it's called Accordance, that I love. And this is I'll give you a little plug for it. I think it's wonderful. If you don't already have some Bible software, I'd recommend Accordance. I don't gain anything from that. I don't get paid by them or anything. But I've been using it for many years. And of course, there are plenty of other good Bible software programs, but I love it. Anyway, I'm going to show you, using my Bible software, one of the ways that I dig into a passage to figure out what the questions are that need answering. So let's go there now and do a little exercise, and then you can tell me what you think. Okay, here we are in my Accordance software, ready to do some happy highlighting. So let's move that down there. And first of all, what I tend to look for is repeated words. Repeated words can be a big clue. So a dispute arose among them as to which of them was considered to be the greatest. Jesus said to them, kings of the Gentiles lorded over them. Those who exercise authority over them called themselves benefactors. Not to be like that. Instead, the greatest among you should be like the youngest. So greatest is repeated. So let's give you a little underline there. Greatest. And greatest. And in fact, the word comes up again. Who is greater? One at the table of the one who serves. So three times that comes up. That could be significant. Then again, we also have the kings. So not exactly the same word, but the same idea. The kings. And kingdom is down here. Kingdom is down here. And do we have any others? So king and kingdoms. I wonder whether those are connected. We should be thinking about that. And then there's the way that authority is used. So the Gentiles lorded over them. We'll give that a green underline. Exercising authority, same idea, not the same word, but the same idea, over them. And then later on down here, the one who rules like the one who serves. So the same general idea, ruling, lording, authority, of course different with Jesus as opposed to the kings of the Gentiles, but nonetheless the same idea there. So we got some repeated words. Then later on down in the passage, I am with you like one who serves, and this word is coming up more than once. What do we have left here? Can we have a lavender highlighter? Okay. The one who serves, again there, and again serves here. So three times the word serves comes up. That surely is significant. But also the word table. Who is greater, the one who is at the table? I'm going to highlight this with, that's what you do, turquoise. Is not the one is at the table, but look down here, so that you may eat and drink at my table. in my kingdom. So perhaps there is a connection between those words right there. Oh, and another word that comes up more than once is confer. So let's have a yellow highlighting for confer and conferred. I confer on you a kingdom just as my Father conferred one on me. That word there is can also be translated covenant. So is that important? Is that a question worth figuring out and answering? So we need to think about that. So as you look for words that are repeated either in specific because they're exactly the same word or because they have the same idea, I think it helps us to see structure in the passage and significant things. Jesus surely did not repeat words without it being important. So we have some words there to think about. And then another thing that can help us to see the questions that need answering. A second thing is to look for transitions, breaks or transitions in a passage or in a speech. So I would suggest that when Jesus describes something but then puts in but, that's something to pay attention to. But you are not to be like that. Oh, like that. Now, I think that is one of the key words in the passage. Just that simple word, that. That's an important word, that is. So I'm going to give that a double red underline because if I don't understand what the that is, I don't understand anything about this passage. The kings of the Gentiles lorded over them, exercised authority on them, called them as benefactors. But you are not to be like that. This is the specific thing that Jesus wants them to understand, not to be like that. So I must spend good time dwelling on, thinking on, praying about what this is all about to understand what the that is, to be able to convey the meaning of this passage to the people to whom I'm speaking. That can be very useful, and it's highlighted or signaled in a way by the but right there. And there's another but. Who's greater, the one who's at the table, the one who serves, is it not the one who's at the table, but I'm among you as one who serves. So this sentence is also likely to be very important to be fully understood. We need to ask questions about what that really means. We have a but here. What should we do? Let's give that a circle. And a but there, symbol, circle. Just to remind myself of how important those words are. But you are not to be like that. But I'm among you as one who serves. So those are some things that need answering. But here's something else that strikes me now as I read this and think about it. Instead, the greatest among you should be like the youngest. Now, I don't know about you, but that doesn't make sense to me. The greatest among you should be like the least, maybe. But why youngest? Is he thinking about John, the Apostle John, who we think was the youngest of the disciples? Is he saying you should be like John? I'm not sure about that, but maybe. Or like the youngest follower, the youngest Christian? Or is he thinking about the children that he often highlighted as being humble and open to the kingdom? So that's a key word as well. So I'm just going to give that the double underline because if I don't understand what he means by that, again, I'm going to find it very difficult to convey the full meaning of this passage. So the greatest among you should be like the youngest. That's a key word. And finally, I would suggest that this challenging passage at the end, you may eat and drink at my table in the kingdom, sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. I need to understand what that's about. Another double underline. Judging. How? In what way will they be judging the 12 tribes of Israel? So as I've been through this passage, just some brief thoughts here about understanding it. The repeated words, repeated ideas can help me to understand what the questions are. And then as I do that, these other words come out like, what's the that? And why is he using the youngest? And what does it mean to be judging the 12 tribes of Israel? Those are questions. If I can answer those questions, then I know whether they're relevant to the people I'm going to be preaching to or teaching. If I don't understand the answers to those questions, I'm in danger of missing out something really important from this passage that may or may not be irrelevant to my congregation. But in looking at this in this way, it's beginning to surface at least what the questions are. Now I have to go on and study it to figure out the answers to those questions, but at least I know what the questions are. So that's my method, and that's one way of doing things.
And I want to ask you, what do you do? How do you wrestle with a passage? What software do you use? What writing techniques do you use? Do you print out the passage? Do you make notes in your Bible? How do you work out what the questions are? Could you please, if you wouldn't mind, comment where you see or hear this recording, because as we see each other's comments, we learn from one another, and we learn best when we learn in community. So please leave a comment, and that would be very helpful. One last thing, if you wouldn't mind, could you also do me a favor and pass this recording on to one other person? Just somebody else you think might be able to use this, whether it's someone near to you in your own congregation or someone far away, but someone who could benefit. The more people that get to know about this, then the more that these techniques can be spread out around our congregations and around the world. And hopefully, my prayer is that the Bible will be taught more accurately, in a more engaged way, more engaging way, with more inspiration, more, and just have more impact. This is where the impact is. This is where the power is. The better we teach it, the better we explain it, the better we unveil it to people, well, the more God can work through this and into people's hearts and lives. So thank you so much. And until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless.